Welcome to The Jones Zone, a podcast by Daryl and JJ Jones, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. Your host, Daryl Jones, a top Orange County real estate agent, has been supporting homeowners for over 30 years. He is here to share his tips and advice, as well as insights from industry experts, to help you take your real estate game to the next level. Now, here's your host, Daryl Jones.
Welcome back to the Jones Zone podcast, where we continue our masterclass of all things plumbing and heating. If you enjoyed part one, you're for another informative and engaging discussion. If you haven't listened to part one yet, make sure to check it out for the valuable insights from our guest, Mike Luna, a seasoned plumbing and heating professional with over 36 years of experience. Today, we will delve into the range of topics to equip you with even more knowledge about maintaining your HVAC systems and ensuring the longevity of your plumbing. From preventing frozen pipes and using safety alternatives to chemical drain cleaners to enhancing indoor air quality with advanced filtration systems and the exciting world of emerging technologies like heat pumps, we cover it all. So whether you're a homeowner, a do-it-yourself enthusiast, or simply curious about the inner workings of these essential systems, stay tuned for part two of our plumbing and heating journey. Let's get started. So as you were talking about the pipes being on the roof in Corona, tell me more about the end of that story.
Okay, well, call came in, had a water leak on the roof, and the pipes freezed in Corona, and they were copper pipes. So when they freeze, water will expand. It's like putting a water bottle or a beer or a Coke in the fridge. And if you leave it there, it's what's it going to do? It's going to pop. So same thing with the plumbing. The water will expand and pop the pipes. A solution is to insulate the pipes. So we can come in with insulation and insulate the pipes. You can even put strip heat, you know, where you wrap the pipes with like this wire and it keeps it warm in the middle of the night. There's lots of things you can do.
Now, I've heard about this where they shoot something into the current plumbing to make it better. And forgive me for not remembering what that's called. Is this making sense to you at all? For some set of coating or something like that? Or maybe they push it through the plumbing to line a lining or something like that?
Are you talking about sewer lines or water lines?
I don't know what I'm talking about. Actually, I'm guessing water lines.
Okay. Well, there's two things you can go. They have a new technology where they do an epoxy coating on the plumbing, like for slab leaks.
That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Slab leaks are where they've ran the copper pipes underneath the cement slab.
Right.
And that's actually a specialty of mine. They can come in and recoat them. I don't recommend it because I've seen it done on a couple of houses in the past and they still had the failure they didn't take. So what I do is I leak locate, find the line that's leaking, do a pressure test, and then I do a reroute. What that means is I take the water line, hot or cold, and I reroute it through the drywall of the ceiling. I don't jackhammer or damage the integrity of the foundation or the footing of the house.
Right. So that there's that, because that seems like such a great solution if it was true. In other words, if someone could just come over there and run the
epoxy
coating,
through
epoxy
the
through yeah, the pipes.
But another thing you got to look at, I mean, is that epoxy coating toxic? I don't know.
Yeah, of course,
you know, if it's got VOCs and things of that nature. I mean,
don't they make non-toxic
I don't
coatings?
Know. I couldn't tell you that, but I can tell you that I've done houses where I got to come out and repipe and they've had the epoxy coating and it didn't work, you know? And the reason why is, like we discussed earlier, the copper pipes, there's two types of copper they use, right? There's type M and type L. Type L is a thicker, heavier duty grade. And type M copper is used more for drains and venting, right? So it's thinner. When I do repipes in copper, I use type L, the commercial grade. It's a little bit thicker.
That's solid. That's going to last for a long time.
Probably so. Some of the houses I've seen 80 years and the copper's not leaking. You know, but people underbid jobs, clients don't know what they're getting. And on all my repipes, like say, for example, that water heater we just talked about, where it was glowing in the attic, there was a lot of stuff done wrong in the attic. And the 6 feet of piping that I refabbed, everything was type L.
And that's the cheap stuff.
Type L is the good copper.
You're saying that
type
what you
M,
put installed
What I put in is type L.
Right.
I use type M for drains, like relief lines, because you don't need the super expensive thick copper for drains and things, because it's not under high pressure.
Right.
But for under high pressure water systems, I use all type L. Some companies will come out and you'll go, well, why is this so much cheaper than you, Mike? Well, I'm using type L copper. It's thicker, you know, more expensive.
It'll last longer.
And I'm using ProPress fittings, which are even thicker too, the copper fittings where you ProPress instead of solder. Everything I use is all high-grade materials, the best that I can provide for the customer, and I try to provide USA-made products, so it's going to cost more.
But it's going to end up, in the long run, it's going to cost less.
Well, yeah, because, say, for example, if I sell you a water heater, I sell Bradford White, a tanked water heater. They're USA-made. The hub, one of the hubs is in Corona where I get all the parts. I'm not going to get the parts from China. You don't have to wait 2 weeks to get stuff sometimes. So I try to sell everything that's made here for availability and reliability.
So are there any plumbing fixtures or appliances that can help conserve water?
All of them do nowadays. There's regulations because of the drought. You know, you're going to get, say, water faucets. They're running at 1 GPM, 1 gallon per minute. You know, the lav faucets in the bathroom, shower heads run at 1 gallon per minute or 1.5, you know. Everything is regulated. So it's not like you go buy it and it's already...
It's already the way it's
federally regulated. So it's
well. I'm waiting for, because I know that our water bills got increased because of lack of water, and I have a theory here.
Really?
I have a guess.
I didn't know that.
No. Well, a few months back,
it got increased from lack of water.
Well, no, we were in a drought.
Right.
It's been on the news. You've
yeah,
seen
yeah.
It, right?
But I'm saying you're from not using the water or lack of not
no,
enough
just
water.
The water company is saying we're in a drought.
Right.
You know, the water prices went up. They right. raised the prices to deter people from using too much water. But now, boy, we're pretty full now. We should be at least. I'm guessing they're going to say we need more money to manage the extra water.
I agree, because I remember back in grade school, we were in a drought, maybe junior high, high school. And the water rates went up, and I'm like, I remember hearing my dad go, oh, now that we have floods and we're not in a drought anymore, are they going to lower the prices back to normal? No, they're not going to do that.
Well, yeah. Well, so Mike, tell me this, because I've had this happen before to clients. So if there's a foul smell, what should I do if there's a foul smell in my drains? I should shower if there's a foul smell.
A foul smell? I mean, first of all, you could start off by brushing your teeth, I guess. a lot of times the foul smell will be from bacteria in the trap. You know, a trap is like a U in all the drains. And what that is the trap is there to prevent the sewer gases from coming back into the house.
So what does one do? Call you. Call a plumber.
There's
a foul smell.
Well, no, there's a lot of
factors. Pour bleach in there.
You can pour bleach in the trap, but there's also other factors. If it's a tanked water heater, the anode rod could be deteriorated. And what that is, it's a rod in there that they're either made out of magnesium or aluminum. And a lot of times you'll see the anode rod go bad. And it'll cause a foul odor smell, like a sulfur smell in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
And most companies don't know that. My extensive experience, swap it out and it's gone. They'll try to sell you a new water heater. Again, I'll fix it if it's fixable.
How can I ensure that optimal indoor air quality in my house? Are there any specific air filtration systems that you recommend? What's your favorite one? Do you have a favorite?
I do.
Awesome.
I like April Air. It's what I got in my house. And April Air filters down to microns. I change the filter once a year. It even, some of them even, I think the model I have is from 99. It even kills bacteria because it's got little electrical rods that kill dust mites and things like that. Or you can go with the UV light. A UV light also, you know, back years ago, the SARS virus in the Chinese tunnels was running rampant. Well, that was due to lack of air movement. And how they solved the problem was they put UV lights in the tunnels, because the UV sunlight kills practically everything. I mean, it even kills COVID, they say. So people will put UV lights in the ducts.
Are you still an advisor to Dr. who's the COVID doctor? Help me out, somebody. Fauci?
No, I'm just saying, It's an actual fact. The UV, the sun is the best thing to kill any kind of viruses or bacteria.
So here's some not so common but important questions, and I'm not quite sure if you'll know all these, but I'm going to just throw them at you. Are you know of any rebates or incentives available for homeowners who upgrade their HVAC systems or make energy-efficient plumbing improvements?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. The gas company will rebate if you go over to a tankless unit, some up to $1,000 on a brand new tankless water heater unit install.
And those tankless water heaters install $3,000. How much would it cost to have a...
Well, it depends.
I know it depends, but let's say...
Okay, just say if you mean if I got to rip it out, if it's installed improperly and start from scratch.
No, I'm just saying if they have a... If, for example, if they have a regular water heater and they want to switch it to a tankless,
$3,000, $5,000.
It
all depends on the type of water tankless you put in, right? And it all depends on the install. Is the venting, is it going to go out the side? Do I got to bring
it? No, it's a range.
It could range anywhere from $4,500 to $5,500.
Okay.
Again, it all depends on the size of the tankless, the install, and if I got to run a bigger gas line, because some of them, you can't use a half-inch gas line. I see a lot of installs where they run the wrong gas line, so you're not getting the full potential out of the tankless. And we still have to circle back to that tankless with the glowing heat exchanger. Can I go back to that?
Yeah, okay. Sure. This is your show. So, I'm just sitting here.
So when I went out on the call initially, I talked to a gentleman that was there. He said, four plumbers came out. We can't figure it out. They were on tech support with the manufacturer. And I said, okay. I said, can you turn on the... I went in the attic, turned on the tankless, and just something wasn't right. They ran a half-inch water line to it instead of a three-quarter. Water pressure was excessive. It was literally leaking water in the attic. It's a condensing tankless. What that means is condensing water, it's going to sweat. So it was just dripping all the water into the attic, which could have caused the stucco to collapse and mega amounts of mold that would have been, his insurance would have gotten canceled, right? So I had to correct that. And then someone had taken it apart to inspect it, and they damaged the seal, which was causing the heat to come out of the side. But my thing was, how did these plumbers or guys that came out didn't see that? And the guy that was there that was guiding me along said, they didn't open it like you. They didn't do all the testing that you did. It could have been fatal for my client and his tenant. And, you know, he just told me, go ahead and do whatever it takes to get it right. And I did, you know, started from scratch.
So back to those rebates. So there's a $1,000 rebate from the state or federal government, or probably state.
Gas company.
Gas company gives a $1,000 rebate to switch from into a tankless water heater, to the best of your knowledge.
Yes, but there's preferences, right? If you have a family of 3 to 5, I'm going to recommend go tankless. What I don't like, there's good and bad to the tankless, okay? If it's just you and your wife, I don't think you need a tankless. I like the tank. It's tried and true. It's reliable.
You're tanked right now, aren't you?
That's right. I am. But and I'm going to give you an example, okay? And people can figure it out for themselves. If we have a power outage, you can't have hot water if you go tankless. If you have an old school water heater, it's ran, there's no electricity to it. You have endless amount of water heater as long as you have gas. If there's an earthquake, you have 40 to 50 gallons of potable drinking water there. If something happens to the water where there's no water coming to your house. So there's pros and cons. Are you going to save that much in gas going with a tankless? I don't know. It all depends on how many people are living in the home. You know, if you got 4 kids in the morning showering at the same time, well, yeah, you're going to want to go tankless because you're going to run out of hot water. But are you really going to save that much money? I don't know.
What are the risks associated with using chemical drain cleaners? Are there any safe alternatives or safer alternatives?
Yeah. Say an older home that's got cast iron sewer lines. I'm not going to name brands because I don't want to get sued. But drain cleaners deteriorate the cast iron, where they cause them to deteriorate.
Would you use lemon instead? Is there a substitute that's safer?
A mild degreaser.
What you get from an auto store? Or?
You can get it at Costco or Costco, Sam's Club. I throw degreasers even in my sewer lines, which are ABS, which are black plastic, the modern sewer lines. But on the cast iron, anything acidic, it's iron, so it's going to deteriorate it and eat it.
So are there any emerging technologies or trends that the heating and plumbing industry and homeowners should be aware of, which can enhance their home's comfort and efficiency?
Yeah. Due to the carbon issue, right? They're talking about high carbon in the environment, things of that nature. They want us to switch all our heating and air conditioning systems to heat pumps. And heat pumps are air conditioners that reverse themselves. What that means is when you turn on your air conditioner in the summer, the outside fan will have hot air coming out the fan.
Yeah, I felt it.
Cold inside. Well, heat pump has a valve that will switch. Now, in the wintertime, that cold air will come outside on the AC unit and the inside will be hot. It's carbonless. And if you need more heat, they put strip heaters in there with electricity. That's where the future is going to. So they've already put pressure on us to start putting that in. They gave us incentives too. They give contractors and homeowners up to $3,000 to push and install heat pumps.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You advocate for that? I mean, not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. Maybe when I redo my house, I'm going to zone it and go with a heat pump. If you have solar, you have free heating now. It all depends on what you want to do and how much money you want to spend. The future says we're going to go carbonless. That's why they're going tankless, less emissions. You know, the only time the burner is on when you use the hot water, as opposed to the burner will burn to heat up that 50-gallon tank. But again, there's pros and cons. I like the tank. I have one in my house.
It's a tankless job. Sorry. Well, tell our listeners, how could one get a hold of you if they want to have you come look at their house?
You can get a hold of me by emailing me at michaellunaplumbing@gmail.com, or you can just call me on my cell at 714-512-5735, or you can go online and look me up, or even go to the Better Business Bureau. They were referring me a lot of business for a while because I was A-plus rated.
You like that? Well, I don't know. I don't think I mentioned this earlier, but we were talking off camera or off video. And about how we first met. You were an eighth grader, and I was a first year in college, and I was a neonate at the junior high that we were at. We didn't really necessarily know. We did know each other somewhat, but we didn't see each other for a long, long time. And then I discovered you doing this business, and you've helped out a lot of clients of mine and myself as well.
Right.
That
yeah.
was kind of an interesting story, I thought.
And years later, we're both entrepreneurs and doing pretty good. Grew up in Brea, you know.
And that's in Orange County, right?
That's in Orange County. Yeah. All of Orange County. But yeah, it's interesting how we're years later, we're talking about this.
Yeah. Well, I hope people find this useful. I know obviously with all Helms having all these appliances, they need to know how to save some money in doing this and repairing them and maintaining them to prevent from having to spend a lot of money. So thank you for joining us in this two-part home maintenance masterclass series on plumbing and heating systems. We hope you found that discussion with Mike Luna, our experienced guest, informative and helpful. If you haven't had the chance to listen to part one, we highly recommend you go back to catch up on valuable insights and expert advice from Mike Luna. Together, both episodes provide a comprehensive overview of plumbing and heating systems, addressing common issues, maintenance tips, and future trends. Remember, if you have any questions needing professional assistance with your plumbing and heating needs, don't hesitate to reach out to Mike. You can get a hold of him by email at michaellunaplumbing@gmail.com or his cell, text or call 714-512-5735. You will find him online through the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Again, that's 714-512-5735. Thanks again for watching or listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Take care.
Thanks for tuning in to The Jones Zone, your resource for building wealth and knowledge in everything real estate. If you found this information and insights shared in today's episode valuable, be sure to head over to iTunes to rate the show, leave a review, and subscribe so that you don't miss another episode. Remember, when it comes to real estate, knowledge is power. Stay informed and stay ahead of the game with us. I'll be back next week with even more expert advice and industry insights. Don't miss it. Thank you.